The mic ain't on.
Is it on? Amen. Are you thankful for his presence? Amen. I'm so thankful to know that God is the same yesterday. Today. And forever. Amen. Mr. Sound Guy, is there any way you could give him some monitor on this one? Amen. Why don't you turn to your neighbor and why don't you testify about how good God's been to you? Amen. Why don't we stand up? Like, let's wake up a little bit. It's a Sunday night. Amen. Hallelujah. Hello.
Hola.
Amen. And I'm thankful to be in church tonight. Are you excited about church? Are you excited about what the Lord can do? Amen. And I firmly believe that you will only get out of a service what you put into it. If you want to come and leave the same way, that's your option. But if you want to leave this house different than when you came, then my friend, you got to respond to what God's trying to do. Amen. And tonight, I do want to say I'm thankful for the confidence that Pastor Crosswhite has entrusted into myself and my family. And to be able to stand in his absence is such a high honor. But I am thankful. I love this church. And I want to give you honor tonight. And look around you tonight. There's several guests here this evening, and we want to welcome our guests. Amen. And I want to say to every guest, you worship God the way you know how. And God will do the rest. When you start feeling the Holy Ghost, maybe when you start feeling something that you never have, that, my friend, is where you should lift your hands and just start telling him, I love you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And then to all the church folks, you act like you're in church tonight. Amen. There should be joy in the house of the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Woo, hallelujah. And I know several of you have tried to have a conversation with my wife. And she's got a whispering spirit on her. It's okay. Good job. Oh man, this is about to be fun. And I'm thankful that my beautiful wife is with me this evening. And I give her honor and I'm thankful for her. Heath, you want to testify? From right there. Amen. All right. Well, we're going to go to the Word.
Vamos a ir a la palabra del Señor.
Folks, there ain't no telling what's about to happen tonight.
No se sabe lo que va a pasar ahora.
Look, you feel weird and I feel weird. And so,
se siente raro, yo me siento raro.
Amen. And then we got Brother Mointasaga. Is that right?
Yeah.
We got a liar in the pulpit. Did y'all see the way he looked at me? How do you say it?
Mointasaga.
Yeah. Was that right?
Yeah.
Mointasaga. We got Preacher Mointasaga, yeah. And I'm excited about this. I told him Oh, my bad. This is one of my favorite things to do is preach with an interpreter.
Una de mis cosas favoritas es predicar con un interpretador.
Now, preacher Muni Saga.
Predicador Muni Saga.
You got to preach.
Debes predicar.
You can't just talk.
No puedes solamente hablar.
Amen.
Amen.
So, how many of you today would say, preacher, preach it?
Puede decir usted, predicador, predica.
They're just telling you that.
Predicador, predica.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mark 16 and 15.
Marcos 16 y 15. Capítulo 16, verso 15.
When you're there, why don't you say amen?
Cuando esté ahí, diga amén.
I asked him, I said, are you nervous? He said, yeah, let's keep going. Amen. Mark 16:15.
Marcos, capítulo 16.
And he said unto them,
y les dijo,
go ye into all the world,
y por todo el mundo,
and preach,
y predicar,
the gospel to every creature.
El evangelio a toda criatura.
Amen. How many of you are excited about the gospel?
Por el evangelio.
How many of you are excited that God has changed your life? How many of you are thankful that you're not the same? So for just a moment, why don't you give him some praise? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord!
Gracias, Señor.
Tonight, God, you work. Come on, is that the best we can do tonight? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Come on, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Come on, tonight can be your night. Amen, 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 amen. And you may be seated there. There is no greater responsibility laid upon the church than this. Go. Jesus did not say to them, stay and be comfortable.
Jesús no les dijo, quédense y estén cómodos.
He did not say, hide until I return.
No les dijo, escóndanse hasta que yo regrese.
He boldly told them, go you into all the world.
Sino que les dijo, id por todo el mundo.
Preach the gospel.
Y predicar el evangelio.
To everybody.
A toda criatura.
That's not just your pastor's calling.
No solamente un llamado al pastor.
That's not just a missionary's calling.
No es un llamado al misionero.
That should be to the whole church. We are called to be reachers. Why don't you tell your neighbor? We're called to reach. Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
Vayan a todas las naciones y enseñen.
That's not a verse just for a few chosen.
No es un verso para solamente unos pocos escogidos.
That's the heartbeat of the Holy Ghost.
Ese es el latido del evangelio.
Because in Acts 1 and 8.
Porque en Hechos 1:8.
But you shall receive power.
Pero recibiréis poder.
After that, that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Cuando haya venido sobre vosotros el Espíritu Santo.
And ye shall be witnesses.
Y me seréis testigos.
The Holy Ghost isn't just to make you shout.
El Espíritu Santo no es solamente para hacerte gritar.
It's not just to make you dance.
Para hacerte danzar.
It's not just about speaking in tongues.
Para hacerte hablar en lenguas.
It's about having the power to be a witness.
El poder para ser testigo y testificar.
It's about you testifying how good your God is.
Es para testificar cuán grande es tu Dios.
And if your God's been good to you, why don't you rejoice?
No, Dios ha sido bueno contigo, ¿por qué no se regocija en este momento?
When you receive the Holy Ghost,
recibes el Espíritu Santo.
You receive more than just joy.
Recibiste más que alegría.
You receive a mission.
Recibiste una misión.
To do something that you and I are not able to do alone.
Recibiste una misión que ni tú ni yo podemos hacer solo.
And that's the beauty of it, my friend.
Esa es la hermosura de esto.
That's the beauty of the power of the Holy Ghost. because it works the same in every individual. It don't matter if you're rich or poor. It don't matter if you're educated or uneducated. It don't matter your culture, your accent, or your past mistakes. I wish somebody tonight would say God is able. Because I got the Holy Ghost.
Tengo el Espíritu Santo.
And I got the power within me.
Tengo el poder dentro de mí.
I'm thankful to know tonight.
Estoy muy agradecido de conocer esta noche.
That it's not just to one person.
No solamente una persona.
It's not just to one group.
No solamente un grupo.
It's for whosoever will.
Es para quien quiera que lo quiera.
Romans 10.
Romanos 10.
How shall they believe in him?
¿Cómo creerán en aquel que no ha oído?
Of whom they have not heard.
¿Y cómo irán sin haber quien los predique?
And how shall they hear?
¿Y cómo van a oír?
Without a preacher.
Sin un predicador.
Somebody is waiting on you.
¿Alguien está esperando a usted?
Somebody is waiting on your voice.
Está esperando su voz.
Somebody is waiting on your testimony.
Está esperando tu testimonio.
Somebody is waiting on you to tell them how good God is.
Está esperando que usted le diga cuán bueno es el Señor.
My friend, you better think tonight.
Deben agradecer esta noche.
What about the co-worker?
¿Qué hay de mi compañero de trabajo?
That you've sat at the table with for years.
Sentaste en la mesa con él por años.
And you've never told him about Jesus.
Nunca le dijiste sobre el evangelio.
Think of the neighbor that you see every day.
Piensa en el vecino que ves todos los días.
You wave at him.
Lo saludas.
But you don't tell them about Jesus.
Pero no le dices de Jesús.
Think of a family member that you have prayed for.
Piensa del familiar que le estás orando.
But you've never sat down.
Pero nunca te sentaste a su lado.
And told him if God can do it for me.
Que si Dios pudo hacerlo conmigo,
he can do it for you.
Puede hacerlo por ti.
I wish you was excited about it tonight. What if God never done anything for you again? Has he done enough?
¿Ha hecho suficiente?
Are you still excited about it?
¿Sigue emocionado por aquello?
Amen. Why don't you show it tonight?
¿Por qué no lo muestra esta noche?
And I want somebody to hear me right now.
Me gustaría que alguien me escuchara esta noche.
It don't matter if you're black or white.
No importa si eres.
It don't matter if you're Hispanic.
No importa si eres.
It don't matter if you're Asian.
No importa si eres asiático.
It don't matter if you're from here.
No importa si eres de aquí.
Or from across the sea.
O de otro lugar.
Souls are still souls.
Las almas siguen siendo almas.
They may not look like you.
Sean como tú.
They may not act like you.
Sean como tú.
But it is still whosoever will.
Pero aún así, es la voluntad del Señor.
And my friend, how can they hear without a preacher?
¿Cómo oirán sin un predicador?
And that preacher may not be standing behind the pulpit. It may be you in a break room. It may be you at the gas station. It may be you in the grocery stores. You say, Brother Maine, how could God use somebody like me? Because when you give yourself holy,
cuando te das al Señor en santo,
and you say, God,
y dices, Dios,
I want you to do something in me,
quiero que hagas algo en mí,
so somebody,
para que alguien,
can see you in me.
Pueda ver a ti en mí.
Oh God. Apostolic Lighthouse.
Casa Apostólica.
When's the last time you reached for somebody?
¿Cuándo fue la última vez que alcanzaste a alguien?
We gotta quit trying to win the world.
Podemos dar la vuelta al mundo.
And we gotta win one.
Y tenemos que ganar al menos a uno.
I need everybody to understand tonight.
Estamos a todos aquí.
That if every one of us won one soul.
Que si cada uno ganamos un alma.
we'd have to set a whole lot more chairs out.
Tendríamos que poner muchas más sillas aquí alrededor.
If we quit trying to win everybody and we got one soul,
si podemos ganar solamente un alma,
I believe, Brother Watson,
yo creo, hermano Watson,
that we'd have to go into a building program.
Yo creo que vamos a tener que tener un edificio mucho más grande.
Because there's nothing wrong with your church.
Que no hay nada malo con tu iglesia.
What's wrong?
Lo que está mal.
Is that so many people
que muchas personas
see themselves
se dicen a sí mismo
as the woman in John chapter number 4. John chapter 4.
En Juan capítulo 4.
She was rejected.
La mujer samaritana fue rechazada.
She was broken.
Estaba quebrantada.
She lived a life of shame.
Vivió en vergüenza.
But when she was reached by Jesus,
pero cuando fue alcanzada por Jesús,
woo, when she got in touch with Jesus,
cuando Dios la tocó,
she went back to her city,
volvió a su ciudad,
on fire,
en fuego,
and she brought everybody to him.
Y trajo a todas esas almas.
If we can reach one soul,
alcanzas a solamente uno,
they can turn their world upside down. I wonder if somebody can look at your neighbor and say, God can use me.
Dios puede usarme.
I wish you said it like you believed it tonight.
Espero que lo pueda decir como si realmente lo creyera.
Come on, God.
God can use me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He believes it.
Él lo cree.
We got to get rid of this poor, pitiful me mentality. I'm going to get off my notes for a minute.
Me voy a salir de las notas por un momento.
We got to quit having a lot of self-pity.
Tenemos que dejar de tener pena por nosotros mismos.
A lot of excuses is why.
Y dejar de tener muchas excusas.
If we can spend 3 hours scrolling through TikTok,
si podemos pasar 3 horas en TikTok,
we can spend an hour on outreach on Saturdays.
Podemos pasar al menos una hora tratando de alcanzar un alma.
If we can gossip about people, well, here we go.
Aquí vamos.
If we can try to hurt people.
Si podemos dañar a la gente.
When's the last time you try to quit talking about somebody and you try to help somebody? That's right there.
Eso, ahí mismo.
It'll take away the fear.
Te quitará el miedo.
He's following. Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because when you start trying to reach somebody,
cuando intentas alcanzar a alguien,
you start pulling back
los estás alcanzando, los estás tratando de sacar de ahí,
your abilities,
tus habilidades,
and you say, God, I am going in your name.
Voy a decir, Dios, voy en tu nombre.
Because God, I can't do it without you.
Porque Dios, no puedo hacerlo sin ti.
And so we go and we don't try to make people way better than they are.
No estamos what? Tratando de hacer que las personas, porque nosotros somos mejores que ellos.
Because none of us are God.
Porque ninguno de nosotros.
We can't save anybody.
No podemos salvar a nadie.
But you can love on them.
Pero puedes amarlos.
You can let them know that they can be more than what they've ever been.
Puedes decirle que ellos pueden ser mucho más de lo que piensan.
I wish y'all believe that tonight.
Espero que puedan creer esto.
Because it may be.
Porque puede ser.
I'm going to say Jeff Arnold, okay? Okay. That's a hard one. Boy, he's so nervous right now, y'all. Woo! What's your name, young lady?
Sarah.
Sarah. Who's to say that Sarah's not the next greatest missionary's wife that we've seen?
¿Quién dice que la hermana Sara podría ser la, una hermana misionera?
Who's to say that Riley isn't that next pastor's wife that's going to flip their world upside down? Because when we get prejudice out of our mind,
cuando empezamos a tener pensamientos
when we quit,
yes, sir, come on.
When we quit saying you can or you can't,
Cuando empiezas a decir tú puedes o no puedes.
That's when you start operating in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Y empiezas a operar en el poder del Espíritu.
He has given me the ability.
Él me ha dado la habilidad.
To be a witness.
Para ser un testigo.
To tell people.
Para decirle a la gente.
How good God's been.
Cuán bueno ha sido Dios.
If somebody walked up to you and said, "Hey, how good has God been to you?"
Si alguien viene a ti y te dice,
what's your response?
¿Cuál será tu respuesta?
He's great.
Él ha sido muy bueno.
Amen.
Amen.
See, we don't think about this stuff.
No pensamos mucho en esto.
But we're sitting at the restaurant.
Pero nos sentamos en los restaurantes.
We got people all around us.
Y tenemos a gente alrededor.
That their worlds are caving in.
Que su mundo se está acabando.
And all they do is they look at us.
Y solamente nos miran.
Like we're judging them.
Como si estuviéramos juzgándolos.
The greatest thing that we could ever do,
la mejor cosa que podemos hacer,
is become the church.
Convertirnos en la iglesia.
To become the tangible hands of Jesus.
Yes. Convertirnos en las manos de Jesús.
To let people know.
Amen.
If God done it for me,
amen.
He can do it for you.
Amen.
Nancy, if God done it for me,
si Dios lo hizo por mí,
what's your name? I knew it started with an N.
Había que empezar con la N.
See, I don't. What's your name?
Israel,
that's the flag.
Esa es la bandera.
High five, Israel. My name's Tim. Y'all nervous tonight?
¿Están nerviosos esta
noche? Natalie, you nervous now? She's like, go away. Natalie, what if God wanted to use you?
¿Qué pasaría si Dios te usara?
But all we do is look at each other about how we can't do something for God. You got to get rid of the stinking thinking. You got to get rid of the discouragement. There you go. And you got to get beyond your own self. And you got to say, God, I want you to use me for your glory. It's not about building your own kingdom. It's about God being able to work through you for his glory. Amen. Why don't you give him a hand clap of praise?
Ready? Let me open it for you. Ready?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, here we go. Can I just put a little bit of rubber on the road? He hath given to us
Él nos ha dado
the ministry.
El ministerio.
Woo! Here we go. Some of you ain't going to like me after this.
No le va a gustar esto. Se encuentra en 2 Corintios capítulo 5.
The ministry.
El ministerio.
Of reconciliation.
De la reconciliación.
And then it says.
Ahí dice.
Now.
Ahora.
Then we are ambassadors for Christ.
Somos embajadores en nombre de Cristo.
If God has changed you, it is not for your benefit.
Si Dios te ha cambiado, no es para tu beneficio.
It is so you can be an image of him.
Es para que tú seas la imagen de él.
Because every one of us is an ambassador.
Cada uno de nosotros es un embajador.
When you walk into your workplace, heaven just walked through the door.
Caminas en tu trabajo.
When you sit in a classroom,
cuando te sientas en la sala de clase,
you are a tangible Jesus.
Es un Jesús tangible.
And when you walk through your neighborhood,
y cuando caminas por tu vecindario,
Jesus,
Jesús,
is being represented on your street.
Está siendo representado en tu.
So for you,
así que para ti,
to think you're less than anything,
que piensas que eres menos que cualquiera,
that is not of God.
Eso no es de Dios.
It don't matter where you come from.
No importa de dónde vienes.
Let me try to help somebody.
Quiero ayudar a alguien esta noche.
It don't even matter about your race.
No importa tu raza tampoco.
It don't matter about your background.
Ni lo que, ni tu historia.
Because if God done it for me, he can do it for you. I wonder how many of you could, right now, you could stand and worship. Hold on, hold on. Now, yeah, what? You could stand and give God glory.
Darle la gloria a Dios.
Because he's changed your life.
Porque ha cambiado su vida. Pueden pararse.
Is that all you have for him tonight?
Para él esta noche.
Is that as excited as you get?
¿Hay algo más que puedas dar?
When I look back over my life,
cuando veo mi vida pasada,
and I think about how good he's been,
cuando veo lo bueno que ha sido,
there's just something within me,
hay algo dentro de mí,
that has to cry out hallelujah.
Sí, hallelujah.
You maybe come from a broken home.
Tal vez vengas de un hogar roto.
You maybe come from a place of the streets.
Tal vez vengas de un lugar de la calle.
You may come from nothing.
Tal vez vengas de la nada.
But when you get the Holy Ghost,
cuando tienes el Espíritu Santo,
it changes your pedigree. Yes.
Cambia todo dentro de ti y tu heredad.
Because the blood of Jesus,
la sangre de Jesús,
the Holy Ghost,
el Espíritu Santo,
it erases every boundary. That man, would put on the church. Amen.
Amen.
So if you got the Holy Ghost,
tienes el Espíritu Santo,
then it is your responsibility,
es tu responsabilidad,
to have
de tener
the ministry of reconciliation.
El ministerio de la reconciliación.
So if somebody hurts your feeling in the church, Austin,
si alguien lastimó tus sentimientos aquí en la iglesia,
it's our responsibility,
es nuestra responsabilidad,
to have that spirit of reconciliation.
Tener ese espíritu de reconciliación.
Because the greatest word that we never use is apostolics.
Porque la palabra que no usamos como
apostolos, I'm sorry,
es lo siento.
Come on.
Because we think that we have the Holy Ghost, so we can treat each other any way we want. But it's a ministry of reconciliation. When you see your brother err in his way,
come on,
in his path. Ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. You know why the spirit of reconciliation is so important? Because the end of that scripture, it says, considering thyself. I want to restore people.
Quiero restaurar a la gente.
I want to see the best in people.
Quiero ver lo mejor en la gente.
Because the world, it'll pull you in.
Porque el mundo te va a traer.
And it'll throw you out.
Y te va a sacar.
But if we do the same to each other,
pero si hacemos lo mismo con cada uno,
we have lost the heartbeat of Christ.
Hemos perdido el corazón de Cristo.
Amen.
Amen.
It's that ministry of reconciliation.
El ministerio de la reconciliación.
Because elder may be struggling with something that Tim Main could help with. But elder may be able to help Tim Main with what Tim Main's struggling with.
Puede ayudarme a mí con lo que yo estoy
pasando. What's your name, bud?
Adam.
Adam, my name's Tim. It's nice to meet you. Adam, the greatest thing,
la mejor cosa,
that we could ever be,
podemos ser,
is the church.
Es la iglesia.
The church is a place of healing.
La iglesia es un lugar de sanación.
It's a place of hope.
Es un lugar de esperanza.
But it's a place where we can come and change.
Pero pues es un lugar donde podemos
venir. Amen. Why don't you put your hands together tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. You say, Brother Main, we got time.
Usted dice, hermano Main, tenemos tiempo.
We don't have enough time.
No tenemos suficiente tiempo.
Time is passing by.
El tiempo va pasando.
You say, Brother Main,
usted dice, hermano Main,
they just don't want it.
Es que no lo quiere.
How do you know that?
¿Cómo sabes eso?
You probably haven't even talked to him about Jesus.
Ni les has hablado.
Well, they don't look like us. Praise God.
No, no parece porque, gloria a Dios.
They don't act like me.
No actúan como yo.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Because there ain't a person in this building that is perfect. So that tells me that if God can work on them, then God can work on us. Amen. And some, having compassion, watch, making a difference.
A otros salvar, arrebatándolos el fuego.
And others,
y otros,
with fear, pulling them out,
sacándolos
of the fire.
El fuego.
Every one of us,
cada uno de nosotros,
has had an opportunity,
tiene una oportunidad,
for God to touch.
Que el Señor puede tocarnos a través de nosotros.
As we sit here tonight,
como vemos aquí esta noche,
time is ticking.
El tiempo va pasando, va corriendo.
It's never stopping.
Nunca va a parar.
What if that person that you've had on your mind,
¿qué pasaría si esa persona que tienes en tu mente,
is just a moment away,
está a un momento,
from you changing their life?
De tú cambiarle su vida.
Because we have so many people,
porque tenemos muchas personas,
that are desiring,
que desean,
to feel the love of Christ.
Sentir el amor de Cristo.
We're not just inviting people to a program.
No estamos invitando a las personas solamente a un programa.
We're pulling souls out of the fire.
Estamos sacando las almas del fuego.
We're not just extending an invitation.
Solamente estamos dando una invitación.
We're reaching into eternity and we're changing destinies.
Estamos alcanzando la eternidad y arrancando un alma del infierno.
Would you close your eyes with me?
¿Se puede cerrar sus ojos conmigo?
Picture the faces of your loved ones.
Y vea el rostro de los que más aman.
Picture your classmates.
Vea sus compañeros de clase.
Perhaps picture your friends right now.
Quizás sus amigos.
Now,
ahora,
as you know them,
si ya los conoces,
now picture them with God.
Véalos con Dios.
Picture them living a righteous lifestyle.
Véalos viviendo una vida de bien con Dios.
What does that do for you? Does it bring you joy?
¿No te trae eso felicidad?
Does it get you excited?
¿No te emociona?
Woo! I'm telling you, when I think about the goodness of Jesus Christ, it does something for me to think that somebody else can experience what I have. Amen. Now, that same person that you just pictured, imagine them standing at the judgment seat. And they're looking at you. Why?
¿Por qué?
Didn't you tell me?
No me dijiste.
And if anything should ever bring you conviction,
si algo puede traerte una convicción,
it is having an opportunity and letting it go by.
Es tener una oportunidad de alcanzarlos.
Every soul matters.
Toda alma importa.
And I'm closing tonight.
Estoy ya por terminar.
As in the book of Mark, chapter number 15 reads, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. For far too long we have been quiet. For far too long we have allowed time to pass by. We are not just called to sit here.
No estamos solamente llamados a sentarnos.
We are not just called to sing.
No estamos solamente llamados a cantar.
We're not just called to shout.
No estamos solamente llamados a gritar.
And you're not just called to be a pew warmer.
Y no solamente está llamado aquí.
You have been called to reach.
Sido llamado a alcanzar.
Tonight, if you would, stand with me. Somebody needs to step out of your pew and say, Lord, make me a soul winner.
Hazme un ganador de almas.
I'll reach them.
Yo los alcanzaré.
I'll open my mouth.
Abriré mi boca.
I'll share my testimony.
Compartiré mi testimonio.
Come on, lift up your hands.
Levante sus manos.
Come on, you need to pray.
Necesitas orar.
God, give me a burden.
Dios, dame algo en mi interior.
God, God, give me compassion. Give me boldness. Send me, Lord. I'll go. Come on, is that your desire?
I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere.
God, I want you to work
anytime.
Okay, now this is
where I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna live so
God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime.
I'm gonna pray, so
sisters and sisters, why don't you find somebody to encourage tonight? Amen. Anytime.
I'm gonna live so God can use me
anywhere, Lord. Anytime.
I'm gonna live.
Come on, that's it. voice. Come on, throw your hands in the air. God, I want you to use me.
I'm going to live
so God can use me
anywhere.
Come on, that's it, Israel. Come on, pray, buddy. Somebody to pray with.
Use me anywhere, Lord.
Woo.
Anytime.
I'm going
to pray.
Yes.
God can use me anywhere, Lord. Anytime.
I'm
going to
pray. In the Lord. Come on, why don't you worship Him?
I'm gonna live.
God, I want you to use me tonight. God, give me a burden. Could you do that tonight? Come on, could you lift your voice to Him?
I'm gonna pray.
Thank you.
Can you throw your hands in the air tonight and tell him, thank you, Lord, for pulling me out. Amen. Jesus, he has done for me. Amen. Why don't we give the Lord a good hand clap of praise tonight? Hallelujah. When I thank God the goodness of Jesus. Come on, can we give him high praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I still get excited. I still get excited about the things of Jesus. Amen. How many of you are thankful tonight that we get another opportunity to be in his presence? Amen. One more time, can we give him a hand clap of praise? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Do y'all have door hangers, business cards, or anything?
Amen. All right, I want you to be honest with me. How many of you is going to go out in public this week?
Come on.
Some of y'all are going to be hermit crabs. You broke the microphone. I'm joking. On your way out the door, why don't you grab a couple cards? Not just to leave in your purse or in your Bible. Why don't we reach somebody this week? Why don't you make it your daily prayer? God, put somebody in my path that's hungry. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you right now would commit, I'm going to at least invite one person to church on Sunday? Amen. Well, that's y'all's outdoor service, ain't it?
Come on, yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. That's wonderful. It's fine. You can pay for it later. Amen. How many of you have enjoyed our missions day today? And as you look around, myself and my family, we've been on several missions trips. And I can tell you, it's not just a luxury lifestyle of being on a big vacation. And so why don't you find a missionary to get on your heart and pray for that missionary? Amen. And then we do have booths set up throughout the back of the church. And they have worked hard on these booths. And why don't you take time and go to each one of them and read a little bit about them, take a piece of candy, a sample of what they're offering. And then after that, we're inviting everybody. Everybody. Can somebody say everybody? Look to your neighbor and say, that's you. We have Brother Colton and his team have worked really hard in building number 3 to prepare a meal for us this evening. And so we invite you to building number 3 for a time of fellowship. And why don't we remember all of the announcements? And we're going to turn this over to Brother Zach now.
Stay and interpret. All right, everybody, please remember our announcements. Sign up sheet in the foyer for the fair.
inscribirse para la feria.
We need all the help that we can get.
Necesitamos toda la ayuda que podamos.
And let's have a good time and fellowship in the third building.
Podemos tener un buen tiempo en el tercer edificio.
Hamburgers and hot dogs are down there.
Hamburguesas y hot dogs habrá.
And we want everybody to come down and join us.
Queremos que todos vengan y disfruten.
And before we head down there, let's pray over our meal.
Y antes de irnos, oremos por nuestra comida.
Lead us in prayer for the meal, brother.
Yeah, you can do it. Say pray in English and pray in Spanish.